My guest is Brody Deinert of the Helping Hands 4-H Club, and he's been a 4-H member for 3 years. Well, Brody, let's turn back the clock 3 years. How did you get started in 4-H?
My parents were both 4-H membership people, and they just kind of wanted me to join 4-H too.
What kind of projects are you doing here at Achievement Days?
I'm trying 2 crossbred steers. I have lemon bars, cookies, a fairy garden, and a reef.
Let's talk about the steers. And you had mentioned to me before, your dad selected them. And where do you go from there in getting them ready for Achievement Days?
You kind of just got to work with them. We spend 3 hours a day in the barn. And when Achievement Days comes out, you put some clean sheen and you blow them out. It's pretty, it's there.
What are the judges looking for?
The judges look for how nice your steer is. They just look for, this steer is the biggest and it has the most muscle in it. So this steer is going to place first.
And from the show ring, let's go to the kitchen. I see, as you mentioned, you baked chocolate chip cookies and lemon bars this year. Tell us about the chocolate chip cookies. Where did you find the recipe?
My grandma and mom, they have the best recipe of chocolate chip cookies. They're just really good.
And how about the lemon bars? How do those come about?
Lemon bars are really good too. It's the same thing. They have a good, really good recipe, and I kind of wanted to try doing it this year.
And I see you also put a fairy garden together. Tell us about that.
It's nothing special. I just took a big rectangular pot, put succulents and a stream and a river, and then I put some paths through it, rock paths through it, and it's that simple.
How about the wreath? Was that a simple one, too?
Not so much. That one required a lot of work. I had to make yarn balls, pom-poms, and I had to put them on a ice cream tub lid, and then I had to cut it open, the center out, and I had to tie the pom-poms to the lid.
Okay, sounds like a challenging project, to say the least. Now, Brody, what excites you most about Achievement Days?
It's definitely the showing. I love showing cattle. There's nothing wrong about it.
And, Brody, one final question. If someone were to approach you and ask why they should join 4-H, what would you tell them?
Why not? There's nothing wrong there, and if you weren't to not like it, you can always drop out. I would never say not to join 4-H. It's just an amazing experience.
Brody Deinert of the Helping Hands 4-H Club is my guest here at Davison County 4-H Achievement Days.